Good afternoon. We are going to see a pretty strong temperature gradient across our region, with areas south seeing temperatures potentially getting into the 80s. And as we head further north, however, the Capital District, the Berkshires, and areas north of that are going to be staying in the 70s due to cloud coverage. And because of that difference in heating, it's going to help set up some storm coverage for later. And it's also fairly humid as well, with dew points in the 60s to low 70s already in place across the region. What's going to happen later on today is scattered showers and thunderstorms will transition into an organized and widespread soaking rainfall overnight tonight. That heavy rainfall may result in flooding, especially in areas that have been impacted by heavy rain in recent days. A flash flood watch for eastern New York and western New England, with the exception of the southern Adirondacks, go into effect from noon today through noon Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving cold front is continuing to meander eastward between the lower Great Lakes and the southern plains today, while producing scattered showers and thunderstorms. As it reaches the northeast today, it's expected to run into a very warm and humid air mass, sparking numerous thunderstorms. Much of the northeast has experienced a waterlogged first half of July, leaving many low-lying areas extremely susceptible to flash flooding. Thunderstorms will be capable of producing 1 to 3 inches of rain, with locally higher amounts across areas that have seen triple their normal rainfall so far this month. A moderate risk of excessive rainfall has been issued for portions of southern New England and the northeast, where the combination of wet soil and heavy rain is most likely to cause flash flooding. And additionally, a few storms may turn severe between western Connecticut and northeast Maryland, with damaging wind gusts and isolated tornadoes possible. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 119 at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those of you traveling across the northeast today in New York City, partly sunny with a chance for showers and thunderstorms late, high of 88, heat index values as high as 96. In Boston, a chance for showers and thunderstorms late, otherwise partly sunny with a high of 78. And in Buffalo, rain, showers, and thunderstorms in windy conditions with a high near 68. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 84, while the normal low is 63. The record high of 99 was set back in 1900, while the record low of 45 was set back in 1954 and tied in 1974. Today's sunrise was at 5:32 a.m. The sun will set at 8:30 p.m. It's a total of 14 hours and 56 minutes of daylight. It's a loss of 1 minute and 34 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are going to be turning to cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for showers and thunderstorms possible. Some of those showers could produce heavy rain, highs reaching into low 70s. For the night tonight, showers and thunderstorms look to continue, with overnight lows dropping down into the low 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking partly sunny with a chance for some showers and thunderstorms as highs reach into the mid to upper 80s. For the night tonight, showers and thunderstorms remain likely, as well as patchy fog as overnight lows drop down to around 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at the chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some storms could produce heavy rain as highs reach near 80 degrees. For the night tonight, the showers and thunderstorms continue, and we stay cloudy as our overnight lows drop down to around 66 degrees, and we could see some heavy rain from some of these storms overnight and patchy fog. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we'll see the chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, some of which could produce gusty winds and heavy rain, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs reaching near the mid to upper 70s. For the night tonight, showers and a thunderstorm look to continue, otherwise we stay cloudy, and they could produce heavy rain as lows drop down towards the low 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, chance for showers and thunderstorms will increase this afternoon, and some of those storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. Otherwise, we turn mostly cloudy with highs near the mid-70s. For the night tonight, showers and thunderstorms look to continue, and we could still see some heavy rain as overnight lows drop down towards the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, the chance for showers and thunderstorms looks to continue through the course of the day. Some storms could again produce heavy rain. We'll be mostly cloudy with highs in the low 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reid Kiselbach.